Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Working While Homeschooling Podcast, the podcast for workingwhilehomeschooling.com, where our mission is to help homeschooling parents make money, maybe even have a career, while continuing to homeschool and without losing their sanity. My name is Julie. I am your host and your resident career coach today. I want to thank you all for joining us and listening in. I hope you're doing well. Today, I am super, super, super excited, and did I mention I'm super excited to finally get to announce to you that our Working While Homeschooling Conference is here. Pre-sale tickets, early bird tickets go on sale September 18th, this Friday. And again, did I mention that I'm really excited about this? So let's talk philosophically for a moment. You know, my very first job out of college, I had this boss, and he loved to talk about BHAGs. BHAG stands for Big, Hairy, Audacious Goal. It's the goal that you have to reach so hard for, it's almost impossible, but not quite. You really have to reach big. It's not just a big goal. It's not an audacious goal, but it's a big, hairy, audacious goal. That phrase has stuck with me ever since. What is your big, hairy, audacious goal? You guys know, even since the beginning of Working While Homeschooling, I've had the dream, I've had the BHAG of running my own career conference just for you guys, or Working While Homeschooling community. And I love the idea, but I never quite knew how to pull it off. But this year, and yes, in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the height of the pandemic, I said, you know what? This is the time. If I'm going to do this, I need to do it right now. This is the time the need is the biggest. This is the time that people need the help the most. And, you know, if I don't jump off that cliff now, when will I ever do this? And so I did. And I'm going to tell you guys, every step of the way, I am like frantic. I'm nervous. I don't know how, you know, what's going to happen. I just know I'm supposed to do this, and I know I'm supposed to jump off this cliff, and I have jumped off the biggest cliff that I could find, and I have gone after the biggest, hairiest, most audacious goal that I could possibly have, and here it is. It starts Friday. Early bird tickets start Friday. It's so crazy. So let me tell you about this conference. It is the 2020 Working While Homeschooling Virtual Conference and Job Fair. And it's super exciting. We are covering all sorts of great topics. It is for any job seeker out there. For those of you who have been thrown into the remote world, for those of you who are trying to manage remote schooling, homeschooling, and remote work, this conference is straight up for you. For those of you who would like to get into the remote world, I've had a lot of people asking me about that, that my job isn't going remote, and I don't like that. I want to stay home. I'm not comfortable going and sitting in a busy office right now. I've had a lot of job seekers come to me for that reason as well, and this is the conference for you. Let me tell you about some of the speakers we're having come up and some of the things we're covering. So I see we have three main areas we are covering with this conference. We are covering, first of all, the job search, specifically focusing on how to do job search for remote jobs. We have some great big name people in the business who are going to be with us talking. We have Flex Jobs, who's going to be with us. We have Virtual Vocations, who's going to be with us. We have a dear, dear friend of mine, Lisa Adams, who is another career coach, who's going to be with us. We have remote experts on the remote kind of advocacy world, you know, really advocating and promoting remote work. We have other career experts talking to us about LinkedIn and networking and job search in general. And yes, you may get a session or two of me in there too. So we have some great job search talks covered in there. We are covering virtual interviews. We are covering like kind of a networking 101. We are covering job search strategy. We are covering how to convince your manager to help let you work remotely if that's not already the case. We're covering what the remote job market looks right now. We're covering LinkedIn. So I'm trying to hit all the little holes for you guys in that job search area. The second area we're covering is homeschool. Straight up, how to homeschool. How to work and homeschool at the same time. How to build technology and use technology effectively and safely for your kids. How to choose the best educational apps and resources out there. How do you find homeschool curriculum? Once people decide they're going to homeschool, the next question is how in the world do I choose curriculum and what's out there and what do I use? So yes, we have a talk on that. We have a talk about how to manage both work outside the home as well for those of you who aren't working remote or have not been able to make that happen yet. So, and still homeschool your kids. We have a great talk coming from a close friend of mine who's going to be talking about adding a multicultural perspective to your homeschool education. I am so excited about this talk, guys. As you guys know, we are a multiracial bilingual family. And from the beginning, because that is not my personal background, that is my husband's and our family's background, I have always feel like I'm two steps behind trying to bring that into our family and kind of trying to bring that into our homeschool experience. How do I bring in my children's culture and my children's language into our homeschool experience? And I'm so excited. There are so many resources for this now, especially in Spanish, but there's so many language resources, so many cultural resources out there now that weren't around when I started doing this 10 years ago. So she's going to be talking to us about that. I'm very, very excited about all of the great homeschool talks we have coming up. And then we have a third section, which is kind of the balance of it all. How to own flexibility, how to use the flexibility you have in homeschooling to make this work. How to in the world ask for help, and who do you ask for help when you need it? Dealing with burnout, juggling life and lesson plans, dealing with balance and boundaries in your homeschooling experience and in your working while homeschooling experience. All those topics that frankly are my number one top questions I get asked all the time. In fact, I just got off another video vlog with someone else, and that's all the questions they were asking is how in the world do you just kind of make all this happen? And then finally, if all the stars are aligned and we're going to have a job fair, that's right, a virtual job fair attached to this conference. This has kind of been the big, hairy, audacious goal part of this conference for me, even more than just running the conference itself, is to have a job fair to match you, the attendees, with the jobs and the recruiters and that sort of thing. And I'm very, very excited. I'm still nervous about it, to be honest, pulling it off and making all the bells and whistles and the little tiny parts kind of go together. But it's really looking good, guys. It's really looking good. I'm super, super excited. Have I mentioned that I'm excited about this? So the link to the conference is going to be in the show notes. This is open for anybody who wants to attend. The great news is this conference is completely 100% recorded, and all of the sessions are going to kind of come up live over 2 days, September 23rd and September 24th. Now, you have until September 30th to purchase your tickets. Once you have purchased your tickets, you are able to literally take this forever. You have lifetime access to all of these sessions. You don't have to freak out and try to listen to everything all on the first day, guys. Once you purchase your ticket, you have access to this forever, and access to any of the resources that have been uploaded, the handouts, and so on. All of that's going to be available to you afterwards. So make sure if you want to get the early bird price, which is $15, those tickets go on sale on September 18th. Regular registration is $25, and that goes on sale on the 23rd. And those price tickets will be available until the 30th when the conference and ticket sales close. So you're going to want to make sure you purchase your tickets before the 30th, whether you get the early bird or the registration price, so you can have access to it forever. So if you can't, you know, kind of crank out and watch every single thing this first week, that's okay. You can take these and watch them as you go. The sessions are about 45 minutes each, so you can really get through a lot of information in a short amount of time. We are going to have live chats going in a private Facebook group and a private LinkedIn group as well that will be attached to this conference. You can only get into those groups if you've purchased a ticket. And so you will be able to chat right with our experts, our speakers, our job fair vendors, our sponsors, right inside of those groups. I'm, again, super excited. I can't say how excited I am. That seems to be my word for the day, is super excited. What else is going on? That's really everything that's happening with this conference. I'm just so excited about all of the speakers that are coming in. I have all of their information coming in right now. We're kind of working out the technical hijinks background this week. So I want to make sure you all come to the conference. Again, the link to the conference will be in my show notes. It is working-wild-homeschooling.teachable.com/p/2020-working-wild-homeschooling-virtual-conference-job-fair. I know, really long and crazy, which is why I'm going to put this in the show notes for you. So make sure you check that out. If you have questions, of course, email me or chat me up on social media. Let me answer your questions there. I look forward to speaking to each one of you. I hope you're doing well. And as we wrap up our quick episode today, I want to thank you all for listening in. There are a ton of great podcasts out there, but you chose to spend time here with me, so thank you. In the show notes, you're going to find the links to my site, the links to our conference that we talked about today. My website is workingwhilehomeschooling.com, and all of the great ways that you can connect with me online. Now, if you enjoy today's podcast, please consider becoming one of our listener supporters. Just follow the link in our show notes. A small monthly donation will help us continue with great content like you've heard here today on our Working While Homeschooling podcast. Your positive online reviews, subscribing to our podcast, sharing it with your friends is greatly appreciated as well. If you know someone that you think would be a great guest of our podcast, please let me know at julie@workingwhilehomeschooling.com. Thank you for listening in today. Please make sure you join us in our Facebook group for continuing conversation on today's topic and beyond. I look forward to seeing each of you soon at our next podcast for Working While Homeschooling.